This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Two-day anti-terror conference 2024 being organized by National Investigation Agency, NIA, began in New Delhi today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is addressing the conference right now.
को रिवैम्प किया गया मल्टी एजेंसी सेंटर का 2022 का जो ऑर्डर निकला है इसके अंदर न केवल मैक के दायरे को बढ़ाया गया इसको साइबर सुरक्षा नार्को टेररिज्म गन रनिंग ऑर्गेनाइज क्राइम नेटवर्क और उभरते हुए कट्टरवादी हॉटस्पॉट इसकी एक कंटिन्यूस मॉनिटरिंग की एसओपी भी बनाई गई जिसके परिणाम स्वरूप ढेर सारे गुनाहों को होने से पहले रोकने में सफल हुए हैं और जब मीडिया के मित्र भी खड़े हैं मैं उनको हमारे अधिकारियों की ओर से एक बात बताना चाहता हूं कि जब कहीं पर एक किलो आरडीएक्स पकड़ा जाता है तो दो कोलम भी इसको समाचार नहीं मिलता है प्रसिद्धि नहीं मिलती है मगर एक किलो आरडीएक्स का बम बनकर अगर धमाका होता है तो दिनों तक आप रिपोर्टिंग कर रहे हैं जो अभी मैक का दायरा बढ़ाया गया इसके कारण ढेर सारे गुनाहों को होने से पहले रोकने में हमने सफलता करी.
Earlier in a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the Narendra Modi government is committed to building a terror-free India with its policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The conference has a key focus on fostering coordination among various stakeholders to tackle terrorism through a unified, whole-of-the-government approach. The conference will bring together senior police officials, central agency officers, and experts from law, forensics, and technology to discuss crucial issues such as legal frameworks for counter-terrorism, prosecution challenges, and the role of emerging technologies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the decision to implement One Rank, One Pension, ORP, was a significant step towards addressing the long-standing demand and reaffirming the nation's gratitude to its heroes. As the scheme completed 10 years today, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said, the initiative was a tribute to the courage and sacrifices of the veterans and ex-service personnel who dedicated their lives in protecting the nation. He said over the decade, lakhs of pensioners and pensioner families have benefited from the landmark initiative. Prime Minister Modi said, beyond the numbers, ORP represents the government's commitment to the well-being of the armed forces. ORP scheme is a transformative scheme implemented by the government to ensure fair and equal pension payments for ex-servicemen. The scheme ensures that veterans who retire at the same rank and with the same length of service receive equal pensions regardless of their retirement date. The Ministry of Defence said the total financial implication for ORP scheme in the current financial year is over 4,468 crore rupees. It said over 895 crore rupees have been disbursed to armed forces pensioners till the 30th of September this year. President Draupadi Murmu received a ceremonial guard of honour at INS Hansa, the naval air station in Goa, this morning. The president will witness the full spectrum of multi-domain naval operations at sea aboard the indigenous aircraft carrier INS Vikrant later in the day. It includes surface ships operations, battle actions, submarine exercises, air power demonstrations comprising takeoff and landings by deck-based fighter aircraft and helicopters, and a flypast by naval aircraft. The Indian Railways is scheduled to run 164 special trains from tomorrow to facilitate passengers. These passengers will return to their destination after celebrating the festivals. The railways have planned around 476 trains in the coming 3 days. According to Indian Railways, Railways has achieved the feat of transporting 65 lakh passengers on 4,521 trains in the last 36 days. And in badminton, young Indian shuttler Kiran George is currently batting it out against Taiwan's Chi Yu Zhen in the men's singles pre-quarterfinal at the Korea Masters tournament. And in cricket, the second unofficial test match between India A and the host Australia A is underway at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Australia A were 53 for 2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.